The state's high property taxes and New York's out-migration problem were among the issues discussed by Governor Andrew Cuomo and his Republican opponent, Mark Molinaro, this week, when both made separate visits to a meeting of some of the state's business leaders. WXXI's Karen DeWitt has more from Albany.
Molinaro spoke first at the Business Council meeting on Lake George, where he unveiled a plan to reduce New York's high property taxes by 30%. Molinaro says the state's taxes, named by the Conservative Tax Foundation as the 48th worst in America, are driving businesses and people out of the state. New York's lost 1 million people to out-migration during Cuomo's two terms as governor.
In fact, under this governor, people are so desperate. You're supposed to say how desperate are they? So desperate to get out of New York, they're even dying sooner. No, really, it's true. In a report issued yesterday, the average life expectancy of New Yorkers has actually gotten shorter. And on the other end of the age spectrum, things are even worse. From Chautauqua to Hamilton to Greene County, there are school districts shrinking dramatically.
Speaking to reporters afterward, Molinaro says Cuomo and the governor's predecessors have all said they'd cut taxes in a meaningful way and have failed to do so.
At the end of the day, we've been promising this for generations, and it's time that we finally deliver meaningful property tax relief for New Yorkers.
Molinaro's plan includes a state takeover of the $7.6 billion that counties pay for the Medicaid program, a cost borne by local property taxpayers.
And I'm tired of Albany pretending as if serving poor people isn't their responsibility.
Molinaro was short on details, though, like how the state would pay for the Medicaid takeover. And while he said he'd control costs going forward, he did not name cuts that might have to happen. Molinaro, who was on the food stamp program as a child, says he'll roll out more details of the plan soon. Cuomo, who appeared at the business summit a day later, called Molinaro's plan a sham.
Yeah, great. And then where does the state get $7.6 billion?
He says it'll be paid for. He's going to show it this week, he says.
Well, yeah. Either you'd have to raise taxes on the state side, or you'd have to cut education.
Cuomo, during his first term in office, enacted a property tax cap that limits growth of property taxes to 2% a year. The governor raised some eyebrows, though, when he said the state's out-migration is simply due to bad weather, not economic conditions.
People will make demographic choices about where they want to live. Some of them are climate-based, right? Some of them are based for personal reasons.
Cuomo says some New Yorkers just want to move to Florida.
They want to fish. They want the warm weather. God bless them.
The independent candidate in the governor's race, former Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner, says the remarks prove that the governor is out of touch, and she says he's ignoring the problems of high taxes and lack of opportunity. Cuomo, one day later in Buffalo, did not back away from his comments. He says people in the past may have left the state because of high taxes that burden retirees and lack of jobs for young people, but he says that's not the case now. And he says there's been an uptick in millennials moving into the state.
Today is different than it was fundamentally, and the factors that existed that caused people to leave no longer exist, and actually people are coming back.
There is one topic where Cuomo and his opponents, Molinaro and Miner, may all agree. All are reluctant to endorse raising taxes on the wealthy. An income tax surcharge on millionaires expires next year. Cuomo says he won't decide before Election Day on whether or not it should be renewed. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.